Welcome back to Wealthy Lifestyle Radio with your host, author, and financial coach, Deborah Owens.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome back to the second half of Wealthy Lifestyle Radio. Well, if you're a business owner, author, or someone who's trying to gain status and notoriety, do you have someone on your team to fit these qualifications? Well, our guest this evening is going to share ways that you can be your own PR person and garner publicity and leverage online strategies. She's ministry marketing pioneer and PR coach, Pam Perry, and she helps African-American authors garner publicity and leverage online strategies. She's a 20-year PR veteran, and she is also the co-author of Synergy Energy. She's also the founder of BART, Blacks in Advertising, Radio, and Television, a nonprofit networking organization. And Pam Perry is the social media maven, and I want to welcome her on Wealthy Lifestyle Radio this evening.
Thank you, Deborah, for having me on. How are you?
I'm great. Well, it's such a pleasure because the tables are turned this evening. The last time we talked, you were interviewing me, and I should tell people they can go right to your website, which is, there are a number of them, Pam, so tell them which website they should go to.
Yeah, just my name, PamPerryPR.com.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I'm glad to have you on the show because I will tell you, as someone who just published had a book published recently, and I just didn't realize the power of the social media platform. And so, you know, your discipline really was in public relations. How has that, you know, kind of, how have you changed your own business model with the advent of all this social media that's out here now?
Well, the main thing is that we would always pitch authors to the media based on their hook, based on the author hook. And so we would go to the media because the media then would broadcast the information out to potential readers for their books. Well, with the advent of social media, obviously you can go direct to the reader. You can go direct to the reader via a podcast, a blog, you can do Facebook fan pages. You can engage with your readers directly using online. You've heard of the term viral marketing. Well, that's really what that is viral marketing. But authors have to know how to really position themselves as an expert where they are the person that, according to, we get a little bit technical, like keywords, where people are looking for them and they're found. So no longer are we really chasing so much after media as much as being positioned so that you can be found in the search engine, specifically Google.
So when you said something that I felt was probably one of the most important aspects of social media of all, and that is positioning yourself as the expert.
People have to know what it is. It really starts with a lot of the, I guess you would say, the tagline, your brand, your photo, your bio. For instance, in every social media, whether we're doing like Facebook, it's a long time ago, we were doing MySpace, you're doing LinkedIn, you always have that about you, about me. You know, tell me about yourself. How you really position yourself, how you write that bio is really the million-dollar question right there, because that's going to determine who is going to read your bio and who will be attracted to you. Now, if you just say something really crazy and it has nothing to do with your book, then you're going to get all these people that it's like you're wondering, like, well, why aren't they buying my book? Well, because your bio, the way you position yourself, the way you branded yourself, you're attracting the wrong people. So we call it attraction marketing. We call it PR 2.0, virtual marketing, digital marketing. It's so many different terms, Deborah. It comes up like every day is something new. But the main thing is that you have to know SEO, search engine optimization, so that you can be found, so that people will know what you stand for, what your brand stands for. And a lot of people aren't writers, you know, where they want to blog every day. Say someone who writes a book, they say, ooh, it took everything out of me just to write that one book. I can't write anymore. I can't blog every day. Well, you can do a video, or you can do an audio, a podcast, or you can maybe just post pictures, or you can just maybe coordinate guest bloggers for your blog. Your blog can be like your magazine based on a theme, and you can be like the think tank leader of that blog. So there's a lot of things in terms of marketing that people have to learn how to do it themselves. And I find before, publishers used to hire me to promote their authors. Now they put the onus on the authors to promote themselves. And so the authors are like, I don't know how to do that. And so that's really where the transition of me rebranding and reinventing Ministry Marketing Solutions to teach authors how to really promote themselves, how to be their own publicist, and how to really take a hold of their own brand. And you've done a really good job with that, Deborah, because you have done, you're a good example of that, you know, with the purse of your own brand on Facebook, with your name, the radio show. I mean, that's part of it. A lot of authors do not have that savvy.
So what you're saying, but, you know, back in the day, publishers called that platform. I'm going to open up the phone lines, though, 410-319-8888. That's 410-319-8888. I know this is going to go quickly, and I want to give my audience the opportunity to chat with Pam Perry. You can go to Pam Perry PR, but what you need to know about this lady is she is everywhere. You talk about social media platforms, whether it's vlogging or blogging, or she knows how to position herself, how to leverage other people's platforms to bring people to her. And that's the conversation. So the phone number to call, 410-319-8888. That's 410-319-8888. Perhaps you're someone who's just about to launch a book or has a book, and you don't know why it's not selling, or you don't know why you're not garnering the kind of recognition that you need to make your book a success. You want to talk to this lady, Pam Perry. Again, the phone number to call, 410-319-8888. That's 410-319-8888. Or perhaps you have a business and maybe you're not an author and you want to know how to leverage social media, because the other thing you need to know about Pam Perry is she's also an entrepreneur. She does help other authors become more successful, but she's also quite the entrepreneur herself. Again, the phone number to call, 410-319-8888. That's 410-319-8888. Go to Pam Perry, Pam Perry PR, if you want to check out a lot of the things that she does with social media, whether it's you've got interviews, you've got your own blog, radio show. I mean, there is so much, and that's where I want to go next, Pam. There is so much.
It is.
Okay,
it is.
So
it is.
People
feel like, they said, not only am I an author, I feel like I'm schizophrenic or I have ADD because I've got to write the book. I've got to do all these different things. So if you've noticed, there's been just a bigger field of virtual assistants, and these are people that will help you online with do a lot of different things. So, you know, a lot of people, you know, they can get the help if they, I always tell people two things, either you have time or you have money. And so if you do not have the money allocated to do it, then you've got to put in the time. And that means a longer learning curve, and then obviously the results will be a little less quick to come. But, you know, you could do it yourself. And so there's one or two things, you've got to invest in that. And if you really want it. Now, if you don't want it, then obviously write the book and that sort of thing. But there is so much to do, but you have to know what makes you comfortable, and I really do an assessment with people to see what it is that their ultimate goal is with their book. Maybe their ultimate goal is to really get more clients, or maybe their ultimate goal is to really get more speaking engagements. Maybe one a month is all they need, you know, and they're happy with that. So everybody has a different definition of success. Some people want to get on the couch with Matt, you know, so there's a different definition of it. It's amazing, too. This is when Oprah was doing her book club, and a lot of the authors would say, I want to be on Oprah. And I said, well, do you even watch Oprah? And they would say, no. I said, well, do you even hawk her website to see what kind of guests that are coming down the pipe? And I tell that. I coached that to one particular client. That was their goal, to get on Oprah, and they hawked her website to see what it is that she was looking for. He fit the bill. He sent off the email. He shot, and he actually got on Oprah. That was his goal. Now, was that the golden goose to lay the egg? Was he a millionaire after that? No, he still had other things he had to do. So that was just one goal. But everybody has a goal, and you have to figure out what it is that you have to do in order to reach it. And you can't do everything. You can't do a blog talk show and also have a Ustream TV show and do a blog and do article marketing. I mean, there's just so much that you can do unless you have a team. And that's where we really, you know, help you with putting together that team.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Again, the phone lines are open, 410-319-8888. That's 410-319-8888. My question to you, Pam, you know, if you could think of one of your clients that you feel like they came to you, they told you what they wanted, and it was the perfect outcome, walk us through that situation. And I'm not, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not asking you to give us the formula. I'm just saying that because there is so much out here, walk us through what's the first step someone needs to do. And then once you sit down with them in that assessment, then what's the next step and the next step? And if you could just give us an example of how you may have worked with someone and had a successful outcome.
Yeah, and this is a whole thing. I have a quiz on my blog called Are You Googleicious? So I asked them 33 questions. And 33 questions, if they could say yes to all these questions, they are on their way to being a bestseller.
Are you Googleicious? So what? Give us a couple of the questions.
You know, just simple things. You know, do you have the particular accounts in Facebook, the fan page, the Twitter, the LinkedIn, the YouTube? Are you posting to them once a day, three times a day, 5 days a week? You know, depending on what it is that they're doing, do they have followers? What type of followers? Who are they following? And really looking at their particular statistics, you know, what it is that are they getting traction there. And so Googleicious, you know, there's so many things. Do they have a friend feed? You know, there's certain things that Google likes that they have to do. If they do have a YouTube account, say, for instance, you know, make sure that it's tagged appropriately. And that's where the SEO comes from, search engine optimization comes from. You have to know a little bit about it. If you are an author, you're working to get your book known, but you're also getting your book found in the search engine. So you have to know this part of it, and that's where I really help. It's called
Okay, so all that tagging and those keywords and all of that really drive how you come up in a Google and when somebody is searching for you, whether or not you come up.
Right.
Okay,
That's what they call search marketing. It's a big, big field. And because that's where everybody goes when they're looking for something. They're looking in the search engine. So you want to make sure you're doing that. So I have an author that basically, you know, at a certain point in time, just basic, they started out with me and they have 500 fans, okay? And now they're like maybe 2,500 fans. That then equals out where they had a partnership with Danny Glover. They're working with him in a capacity. They're doing more things with speaking engagements. Every time they put something up, people are retweeting it, and this becomes very viral. Social media is not the magic bullet. I tell people that all the time. It is not something that is going to be instant. It is something where you have to be consistent with it, and you have to always be there because you're feeding the search engines constantly. So you never know when that producer or when that reporter or the magazine editor is looking for something. You have to be there with the right material, with the right platform, with the right brand. And so all of the authors, I mean, they're really, a lot of them start from scratch. I mean, from even the simple thing of like getting their right domain name and making sure that's consistent. There's so many things that have to have foundational things that a lot of the authors just don't understand, and they're doing it haphazardly. And I slow them down. I says, in order for you to be in this in the long haul, you have to do these things. I tell some of the things, the questions I ask them, do you go to conferences? And they look at me like, why should I go to a conference? I said, if you are in this profession, meaning you're a writer, you're an author, you need to go to writers' conferences. You need to hone up on your craft. You need to meet other professionals in your field. Everything can't be online. You do have to make some FaceTime, so you have to know which ones to go to. And do you regularly pitch people in the media? And I tell people that they can go to particular media organizations where they actually have leads come to them, and then they can respond based on what they're looking for. So I've had a number of clients who have been on front covers of magazines just from responding to some of the reporters' requests. And that was something that was very, very simple. I had another author that became a platinum expert in easingarticles.com because he was he had a lot of content, and that was his main thing. He had a lot of content. He wrote, and after about maybe 6 or 7 articles, they made him platinum, which means now he is Googleicious. Search engines are finding him because the bigger websites you're on, like Facebook or that sort of thing, when you have your piece in it, you are found first on page one on Google.
Wait a minute. Explain that to me again. So he was writing articles.
Mm-hmm. He had tons of content from his book.
Okay.
And basically, they loved what he was producing. They loved his content. Content is king. And after about 5 or 6 articles, they promoted him to platinum. And typically, you know, an author will go on ezinearticles.com or whatever, and they're on there. But when you're platinum, meaning you have carte blanche and you are really now, you can, anything you submit, basically, they love, and it's on there immediately. And what happens is the author bio is the main thing that drives the traffic. It's all about website traffic, and it's all about internet marketing and learning how to do that. And that's what I teach people how to do, because it's more than just really your message. It's so much more. It's a strategic marketing plan in terms of understanding, you know, your unique selling position and then making sure that the right people are attracting to you and getting on your list. Because it doesn't matter if you got 50,000 people following you on Twitter and they're the wrong 50,000.
That's interesting. I want you to double click on that. Again, the phone lines are open, 410-319-8888. I know if you're like me, you are listening intently because this is one smart cookie. She's Pam Perry of Pam Perry PR, and she really helps authors and businesses take it to the next level. If you've got a question, we do want to hear from you this evening. We're Twittering at Wealthy Radio. You can pop us a question there, or you can dial up at 410-319-8888. That's 410-319-8888. Perhaps you have been someone who's been struggling trying to figure out this whole social media game. Well, we have the social media maven on the air with us this evening, and we'd love to hear from you as well. You know, you made a point, and Pam, I tell you, you know this stuff so well. Sometimes I feel like you're talking a foreign language because you can you can talk so fast. So I've always seen that e-zine articles. I got to tell you, I saw that. And I was like, I just didn't understand the significance of it. I'm like, oh, well, that's interesting. I didn't realize it was like the gold standard or the platinum standard or something.
Yes, you can be an expert or you can be a platinum expert. And when you're a platinum, that is a really prestige because they do not give that to everybody. You go to the top of the heap, so to speak, and you get more SEO juice.
Okay, so what is the audience for e-zine articles? Is it reporters, media people, people who are looking for experts in a field that are using that medium?
Well, the e-zine articles typically, based on the keyword, will be the first thing that will show up on Google. So it can be how to build your own media list. Okay, so you write an article about that. You put that in there, more than likely, it could be a blog that talked about it. It could be a website. It could be some other things, but usually the articles are what comes up first because it has more keywords in it and there's more people connected to it. There's millions of people that go on that website every single month. Millions, millions, millions. Unique visitors.
Yeah, well, they're unique visitors, but why are they going to e-zine articles? I guess that's what
content.
I'm trying to understand.
Because of the content. Because of the content. That they are a content provider. They provide. They started out being a e-zine, being that content for people who produce e-zines or e-zines.
Okay.
Who produce those kind of things. So you can go and grab an article out of ezinearticles.com, put it in your e-zine, and send it out.
Okay, so you're just, rather than you having to get somebody to produce content, you can go right there, and as long as you give attribution.
You have to give attribution.
Yeah, as long as you give attribution, you can use that content.
And more than attributions, you have to leave the actual author bio intact at the bottom. So how you write that author bio, that is your brand. And mine basically will say, you know, such and such, go to ministrymarketingsolutions.com or pamperrypr.com, get a free MP3, and that serves as a list builder for people who are interested in the content that I wrote.
I got it. Okay, we've got to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. Folks, we're taking your calls at 410-319-8888.
Welcome back to Wealthy Lifestyle Radio with your host, author, and financial coach, Deborah Owens.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Wealthy Lifestyle Radio. Well, my conversation in the second half has been with Pam Perry, the social media maven. You can go to her website. That's Pam Perry PR, and we're talking about how to leverage social media. I know you're loving this conversation as I am, but if you want to join in the conversation, we want to allow you to do that. That phone number is 410-319-8888. That's 410-319-8888. You know, Pam, you know, we perish for the lack of knowledge. I'm telling you. So I've been looking at e-zine and saying, well, that looks okay. And I mean, I've got tons of content.
You have content, and you have to have content on a website that actually will attract, based on the keywords that you're going to use, people that when they go and they type it in, that will come up on page one. So it can be reporters, it can be direct readers, it can be just about anybody who's looking for the content that you have to share. And so that's one of the main things that I tell people in their media blitz, that you want to make sure that you're doing it, and you don't have to do anything new. Just recycle the information that you have. You know, so many times people are so quick to do a press release. Yeah, press releases are fine, and especially SEO press release, meaning like a press release that does the same thing that the e-zine article does, is that it has the keywords and it stays in with the search engines for a long time. But you could do a press release and then really kind of tool it and use it in e-zine articles and then put it in a blog. They don't care. They really don't care that you use it in other places, as long as, you know, they're very strict about what kind of articles they take. It can't be very salesy, because it is definitely for information. That's what people go to it for. So you can use it, press releases and that sort of thing. And then if you are a platinum expert, you can say that in your media kit. You can get that little badge and put it on your blog. That means a lot, because not a lot of people get that. I put it on my blog as well, the expert author. And so people can find, when they click, they can find all of the articles. I think I have like maybe about 30 articles, I guess I say. And they can read all the different articles, and I can actually use them in different and give them to other people where they can guest blog. And a lot of people ask me, can you guest blog? Can you guest blog? Then I'll just say, yeah, go to e-zine. Here's the article. Here's the title. Take it. And they can run with it.
Ah, so you never say no. You've always got content available. Mm-hmm. You know what, Pam? We are almost at the top of the shows. We've got about, you know, 3 minutes. And I really want you to leave our audience with, you know, just three things that you must do if you're going to leverage the social media platforms. Three things.
I would say, it's really hard to say three, but if you're going to really do a marketing campaign for a book, one of the first things you must have, obviously, is a press release. You'll be surprised how many people do not have that, and they want to get press.
Why is that important?
Well, if they want to do an interview, the reporters, that's their language. So
yes,
you have to have a press release that goes to who, what, when, and where, and the why of your book. It goes out to magazines, newspapers, on the wires, you know, that sort of thing, TV stations. That is the main thing.
So really, that's kind of old school, though. That's not social media.
No, that is social media. If you go to any of the PR distribution things, that's how you distribute the press release. You distribute the press release online, and that, again, picks up those keywords, and it goes out. So say, for instance, we use blacknews.com. Blacknews.com, we put a press release out there, and it stays there forever. I mean, years later, you will still find it based on those keywords, and it will come up. And it is content, and it has your contact information on there. It has your website. People can find more information. They're using that. So that's very, very simple to do. You must do an e-blast. You must have an e-list. That's very important. I use AWeber, and I love AWeber, where you have to build a media. You have to build your own list. So you want to do e-blast to let people know. People do not buy the first time they visit your website, and they do not remember to come back. So the only way they're going to make sure, and this is so important, is to make sure that they come back is by providing them with some information so that they can give you their email address, give them something for free, give them a chapter or two or three or MP3 or something, so that then you can keep in touch with them via an email or e-zine or some kind of email communication. The other thing is really, really simple that I would say is if you are good at speaking about your book, do teleseminars or do some kind of podcast. Blog Talk Show is a really good format. Do it once a month, or even just a teleseminar on your topic of your book. Those are just like the three things I would say people need to do, because book signings are old school. I would say doing virtual book tours are the new school, but we'd have to have more time to really kind of explain that.
Oh, you have to come back. See, you're such a pro. You leave us with something hanging and say, oh, well, we don't have time for that, so I guess I'll have to have it.
Because if you don't do a blog, then you don't know what a blog tour is. So it's like that's the whole thing. We could just talk about blogs all by itself. There's a conference coming up, Blogging Wire Brown, that'll be coming up in July. So maybe any of the listeners that want to go to that can go to Blogging Wire Brown, look that up in Google, and we'll be doing a whole seminar on traditional media and PR 2.0, me and Karen Taylor Bass.
Oh, fantastic. And when is that, Pam?
That is in July, July 8th through the 10th, I believe.
And where is it?
That is in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Now that's something. That's a destination. As usual, you PR, social media maven pro, such a pleasure to have you on. Folks, that's going to do it for us this evening. That was Pam Perry. You could go to her website. That's Pam PR.com. Pam the PR. Pam Perry PR.com. Thank you so much, Pam.
Thank you, Deborah.
All right. That's going to do it for me, folks. Have a prosperous week, everyone, and we'll see you next week.